Well, it was another fantastic livestock exhibition weekend at the American Royal in Kansas City. All species have shown. The sale was last night. And many people don't understand why the champion, the grand champion, sells and brings so much money, and these kids are just too greedy. That's not always the case. Blake Danner, Chalmers, Indiana, is going to share what he did 2 years ago in 2014 with the champion pig. First, I want to remind you about Superior Livestock Auction. The opportunity to buy and sell cattle this week exists on the country page every single day. Keep track of the cattle market. Watch the volatility and figure out how you can market cattle the Superior way. Find your rep, www.superiorlivestock.com. Once again, Blake, reserve champion Duroc, right?
Yes, sir.
Is Duroc your favorite breed?
Duroc's are not my favorite breed. Actually, the Chester White breed is my personal favorite. I actually at home have a sow herd of 10 sows that consist of mainly Chester Whites.
How old are you now?
I am 17.
2 years ago, you had the grand champion, something new for the champion pig selling. Tell us what you did.
So they are working on getting this breeding guild show put up here at American Royal, and to help them start that out, in 2014 with my grand barrow, I donated 10% back to the Kansas City funds to start the breeding guild show, where they award every champion guild with a scholarship for kids in the future to go to college with.
Yeah, each breed champion received $500. The reserve champion in each breed received $250. And then the grand champion got another $1,000. So one young person got $1,500 in scholarships. Because you and your family had the foresight to say, hey, we can create opportunities for other kids.
Everybody always talks about the Texas majors, and at San Antonio, a highlight, they always give a scholarship back, and you see that really influential working in those kids' lives. So after seeing what examples have been presented, it was pretty, we thought we should give back to the Kansas City, and no better way than to help them get their breeding guild show started back up.
Yeah, and the show was up this year, but after everybody was a part of it and witnessed it this year, it's going to do nothing but grow.
I would agree. I mean, numbers are only going to get bigger and better, and this event's just going to keep on getting bigger.
Why do you show pigs?
Just to influence people. I mean, I think people look up to me as a role model. There's a lot of little kids that come up and to me and say, good job. And whenever you see one of those kids that strive and do well and make sure their hugs are well presented, then especially one that looks up to you, you feel an achievement that you have reached, and always feel proud for those younger kids that are doing the work and getting results.
And it's learning how to win and learning how to lose. And we've had a fantastic year. And this year, my kids at the American Royal learned how to lose. That's equally as important.
Oh, I would agree. And when I was 9 years old, I had the crowd favorite, Brian. That don't mean anything. And I learned how to lose that day. And it was one of the greatest experiences that I keep in the back of my heart and carry out throughout every day, just thinking you can always be a winner, but it takes a lot of work to get there. And
Blake Danner, Chalmers, Indiana, just one example, a tremendous role model for all young people. I'm Trent Luce. Fantastic time at the American Royal. Join me again on the next adventure. Luce Tales.